the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Imagine sitting on a winning lottery ticket and not even knowing it. Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. Well, that's exactly what happened to a Beachville woman who only just realized that she'd won $5 million. This lottery case seems to have a happy ending. But that's not always the case. So today I'm talking with London Free Press reporter Brian Williams about her story and others that are similar. Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm well, Rachel. How are you?
Good, good. All right, let's talk about Connie Christie. That's her name. She only just checked her Lotto 649 ticket recently, and it was almost a year old, almost totally expired, right?
Yeah, it was. I was going to say I'm not doing quite as well as Connie, you know, obviously, but
same.
It's pretty wild, you know. The Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corp, they issued a statement. I believe it was April 17th, saying a May 4, 2024 jackpot was coming due, and once a year hits, the ticket's expired. So they issued that statement, and that was a day before the Easter long weekend, and it's my understanding that during that long weekend, someone did come forward to claim that ticket.
Okay, and it was Connie. Why didn't she check it for so long? Why was she just sitting on this ticket?
So apparently, according to the OLG's release, she checks her tickets that she gets or that she purchases. Mm-hmm. I guess she does it periodically every month, or it was something like that. And it sounds like there was a stack of tickets that she'd been sitting on that she hadn't checked.
So she's a regular lottery player. She buys the tickets often, and it just happened that one of them was a big winner.
Yes, she plays, I guess, regularly for the last 7 years, if I'm not mistaken, according to that statement by the OLG.
So when she won, where was she? How did she find out? Was she with anybody? How did that happen?
So it sounds like she was out in her car running errands. Yeah, according to the OLG statement, when they released that statement, she heard it on the radio. So I guess that was another way that they broadcasted that message that the ticket was going to expire. Mm-hmm. And she turned to her mom and says, I've got a feeling that that's my ticket. And so she dropped her mom off and went home. And, you know, it's my understanding that she checked it. And sure enough, the ticket was in that stack that hadn't been checked yet.
That's amazing. So, okay, $5 million, that's what she has now. What's she going to use it for? What's she going to do with all that money? She'll make a lot of new friends, I think.
Well, it sounds like she wants to uphold her family and retire is one thing. And, you know, have her husband retire. It sounds like they want to go on some road trip along the California Pacific West Coast.
Okay. How often does this happen that the OLG has to remind people, hey, there's a winning ticket somewhere and it's almost a year old. It's going to expire. I mean, do people typically sit on tickets like this? I mean, this was an accident for her part, right?
Yeah. From what I've heard from the OLG spokesperson that I've been in contact with, he says that it does happen, but it doesn't happen very often. He did indicate, I'm drawing a blank on what year it was, but there was a $70 million prize that was left behind, which is the biggest ever from a few years ago. But as far as being in the millions and those kind of prizes, it isn't often that they get left behind. But he did say that it depends on, or depending on the season, you know, when temperatures are changing, sometimes, you know, someone will put a pocket in their spring coat or their fall coat, you know, and it gets left behind for a couple seasons and then they end up finding it later. So he says that it does happen from time to time.
$70 million left behind. That's like heartbreaking.
Yeah, that did happen. I'm drawing a blank on the year, but it wasn't that long ago.
Okay, so this case, Connie's case, has a happy ending. She got the money. It doesn't seem to be any issues there. But that's not always how it happens. There's been several high profile cases in this area, in like southwestern Ontario, where it hasn't necessarily had a happy ending. About 20 years ago. One of the most high profile cases in this area was Ray Sobeski from Princeton, also the Woodstock area, who won $30 million. And he waited a long time to claim his prize, too, right?
Yeah, it was about 12 days before that ticket expired. And from, you know, my understanding of it, it was conveniently about 3 months after a divorce was granted.
Right. OK. He was married to Nina Ianson. They had an unorthodox living arrangement. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, again, this is based on the reporting that happened before before I was with the Free Press, of course. But it's my understanding that they lived under two separate households, despite the fact that they were married. They were married in 1998, but they never lived together. They had kind of an unorthodox marriage where she lived with her kids, and then he lived in a separate residence. But they did meet frequently. I guess after work. But yeah, two separate residences is where they actually resided.
So he claimed this ticket, and then she later sued him and for some of this money. What was the outcome of that?
Like in a lot of these cases, it was a confidential agreement between the two that wasn't disclosed publicly. It was closed, I believe, 2009 is when ended up being resolved. And again, that was on a confidential basis, so the terms of that aren't publicly known.
Right. Another case is it down near Chatham. Maurice Thibault won $6 million back in 2017. He had a common law relationship with Denise Robertson, and also kind of the same. He also didn't tell her that he was a big winner.
Yeah, from my understanding, he actually moved out of the house, and then when she came home one day, and she wasn't aware of the ticket. But I know that half of that ended up getting held up in court, and she believed that she was entitled to, or she claimed that she was entitled to half of it, where he claimed that there was no prior agreement, that she wasn't actually part of that ticket that he had purchased, and that was also taken to court. Again, in that case, it ended up getting resolved on a confidential basis between the two parties. Again, the outcome isn't known publicly.
Yeah, she had claimed, I think, during the court case that they had an agreement that they would buy tickets together and they agreed to share the winnings, but it ends up being a he said, she said in the end.
Yeah, he said that no such agreement actually existed. But
Right.
yeah, again, it was re resolved confidentially.
Okay. And there was another one down near Windsor, back in 2008. Gerald Moore sued his wife, Patricia Moore, claiming that she actually stole his winnings, stole the $3.5 million Lotto 649 ticket, from him. So what happened in that case? A bit different.
Well, in that case, the claim was that the ticket had been taken off of his nightstand. And it was actually Moore's daughter who actually claimed the ticket. So it sounds like they went on for a while without him actually knowing that it was his ticket. But then he became suspicious at some point along the way, especially after speaking with his kids. They were living together. He ended up moving out of the house and had a court order to freeze assets because he was suspicious about the ticket and did believe it was actually taken from him.
So who actually cashed the ticket?
It was Patricia Moore's daughter.
Okay. And then the family got involved and then they end up in court. I guess criminal fraud charges were laid against Patricia and her daughter as well. Is that right?
Yeah, that appears to be the case, but again, it looks like they were withdrawn, I should say, and based on that reporting, it looks like again a civil agreement was met in that suit as well.
We don't often hear how these things turn out, but in some cases it can be a blessing and a curse at the same time in a lot of these cases. Hopefully for Connie, in this case, it's just a blessing. So thank you so much, Brian, for being with us today. We're definitely going to watch your reporting on this and other stories at lfpress.com.
Thanks, Rachel. Always a pleasure.